After New York's rock star mayor left the room, taking most of the press corps with him, one by one, mayors from Buffalo, Syracuse, Yonkers, Albany, and Rochester all made their case to the legislative committee. Yonkers Mayor Mike Spano said the state needs to provide an additional funding source for cities that are losing population.
Help cities deal with the cost of education, deal with the cost of taking care of the quality of life services in our cities. And at the same time, that recognition will help give our kids a better quality of life and a better path towards success.
Spano highlighted Yonkers' inability to competitively fund its public schools. He said suburban districts in Westchester County spend far more per student and therefore graduate almost 100%. Yonkers, he says, lags behind with a 72% graduation rate. Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan also made the case for more financial support. She said while the tax breaks for the nanotech industry has been a boon to the capital region, she says her city has struggled because of it.
The businesses that are here are paying a disproportionate share of the tax burden to the amount of property that they occupy. And our homeowners. Our homeowners own 29% of the value of the property in the city, but we pay 58% of the tax bill.
She says 80% of Albany's commercial properties are actually off the tax rolls. And so the city needs help raising its revenue without driving businesses and people away. Poverty was a running theme throughout the testimony of all the upstate mayors. Many of them have populations struggling with chronic unemployment and disadvantage. Unlike the New York City powerhouse, they don't have a thriving industry to make up the difference in revenue. Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren says she was disappointed that the AIM program, or Aid and Incentives to Municipalities, hadn't increased because she says parts of her city are suffering in ways that haven't been seen since the Great Depression.
We are actually fifth in the nation for childhood poverty, and so you have this once vibrant and vivacious and great city that has seen a decade of decline, and we need the state to recognize that it's just not about who we once were. We need to get back to that, but we need some help to do that.
The legislators will continue holding hearings on Governor Cuomo's budget proposal until the April 1st deadline. The governor is pushing lawmakers to pass an on-time budget for the fourth year in a row.